Cass's Milkshake by Zipex. Rated K, pairing Dean Castiel. Read by Ahara. Dean leaned back in the booth at the diner, pushed his now empty plate aside, and sighed happily. It didn't look like much, but the little diner sure made hell one of a burger, which led to Dean being extra eager to try the pie for dessert. Dean turned to Cass and asked, "So, how about some dessert?" The angel only looked over at him with a frown, like the word was foreign to him. Dean didn't know why, but lately Cass had been into dessert foods. Nothing else, just dessert. Sadly, he wasn't very into pie, but he did love milkshakes and ice cream. Dean and Sam had learned that it was a very bad idea to get between the angel and an ice cream. It was something Dean did not like remembering. "Milkshake, Cass? Look like they have some very interesting flavors, even though you're boring and always go for vanilla or chocolate." Cass, though, shook his head and resolutely stared out of the window. Both Dean and Sam raised their eyebrows and turned their attention to the angel. "You don't want a milkshake, Cass?" Dean asked slowly, unsure. Cass always wanted a milkshake nowadays. Cass shook his head, eyes still focused out of the diner window. "Why not?" Sam asked. Cass turned his gaze from the window, glanced at Sam, and then turned his attention to Dean, eyes wide. "Cass, why don't you want a milkshake?" Dean repeated.
"Because it brings all the boys to the yard."
Sam sprayed his water across the table, and Dean had a moment to wonder what the hell Cass was talking about before it dawned on him.
"Cass, I don't want all the boys to come to the yard, Dean."
"Cass,
why does it bring all the boys to the yard?"
"Cass." Cass's eyes widened even more.
"Dean, it will bring all the boys and they charge. I don't have any money, Dean."
"Cass, it's just a song. Relax." Cass blinked, took a deep breath, and sank back into his seat. "Where did you hear that song, Cass?" Dean asked gently, resting a hand on Cass's arm. Cass's mouth clumped shut, but his eyes flickered over to Sam before looking back to the hand Dean had on his arm. Dean frowned and turned his attention to Sam, who was hiding behind his menu.
"Sam,
it was an accident, I swear," Sam said, peeking over the top of the menu. He looked like he was trying not to laugh, which, yeah, Dean could see the humor, but he wasn't entertained by the idea of Cass not enjoying the one thing he finally started liking. "First, I'm going to hurt you. Then, we're going to kill this singer." Sam frowned and lowered the menu. "Why?" Dean glanced over to Cass, who was looking at the milkshake that a waitress was delivering to the table across from theirs, with such longing that Dean just wanted to go and steal it for him.
"That bitch put my angel off his milkshakes,"